Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believing and having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for Retirement, Estate, Taxes, Income, Risk, and Enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent. Hey everyone, welcome to Wealth Map Radio. It's time to get rocking here, and we're going to start with a case study. I want you to meet Hank and Emily. They are 63 years old, looking forward to retirement. The age they want to retire is age 67. They currently have about $1.2 million between 401ks and IRAs, so pre-tax accounts. They have about $340,000 in a taxable brokerage account. At age 67, which is when they plan to take their Social Security, they should have about $46,000 between the two of them in their total benefits, and they have right now about an 18% effective tax rate. Okay, so there's our lay of the land. This is often the starting point of a Compass report. We look at where you are, where you're likely headed, and create what we call a current path or your current trajectory. So for Hank and Emily, if we take all of that and project forward a bit, what we'll do is use a 7% rate of return while they're working, nothing fancy, and a 5% average rate of return when they retire at age 67. Again, we just use these rates of return because they're fairly moderate, they're not objectionable. When you have your Compass report run, we can do it however you would like. We're also going, though, to assume that taxes do revert to their historical averages in about 5 years. Now, that will raise their effective rate from about 18% to 21.6% at that time. Is that foreseeable? Is that realistic? You bet it is. In fact, we believe it is unethical to assume that taxes don't at least modestly increase throughout retirement, because when you look at the national debt and the demographic pressure of the finances that the finances of the country are under, it is reckless, it is irresponsible, and a little bit laughable to assume that taxes don't increase at least modestly as we go on. All right, so with that in place, what is their net IPA? Remember this term from the show here. We always talk about this term, income production ability, or IPA. How do you judge in retirement between one strategy and another strategy, for example? Is it rate of return? Is it the allocation? Is it? No, it's one thing. It's the net income production ability of this strategy or that strategy. That's how you judge it. Now, whether or not you use all the income production ability is not the point. You still judge it by which one produces the best net after-tax, net income production ability, and which one does it under duress, under stress. We'll see that for Hank and Emily right now. Remembering they are 63 years old, $1.2 million in 401ks and IRAs, $340,000 in a brokerage account. Social Security at age 67 might be $46,000 a year. Tax rate of 18% roughly, net effective. And they want to plan through age 93, if that's the situation. From each source, here is the net income production. From the taxable brokerage account right now as things lay, no changes, about $22,250 per year net income, age 67 through 93. The IRA might give us a net after-tax income of $69,300. The Social Security. Now this is where it gets a little frustrating. Remember, it was $46,000 at age 67 between Hank and Emily, both of their benefits, but because of the brokerage account and because of the IRA, we now only have $37,550 of Social Security. Well, why? Why because of the IRA and the brokerage account? Why did that happen? Or why did the IRA cause that to happen? Qualified accounts create something that is called provisional income. All distributions from IRAs, 401ks, capital gains and interest and those kinds of things from brokerage accounts and many other types of income. But in Hank and Emily's case, those two things created tax and made their Social Security 85% taxable where it would not have been otherwise. In other words, on its own, Social Security is tax-free, but because of the IRA and the brokerage account, we now find in their situation up to 85% of their Social Security is suddenly and unnecessarily taxable. And when that is triggered, when that happens, your Social Security is always taxed at your highest marginal rate that you are in. That is the collateral tax damage that we often talk about. That is very frustrating because it is so avoidable with proper planning. But so many people ignore it. So many people head in the sand or simply don't know about it until they start seeing it occur in their lives. Well, in this projection, their $46,000, their current path projection, their $46,000 Social Security takes a hit and is now only about $37,550, tainted by unnecessary tax. And of course, that is part of a Compass report to analyze how you might be able to get your Social Security income tax-free. That is a major blessing to so many. So if you'd like to sit down with us at the firm and get your Compass report done, we do it complimentary if you're one of the first seven today to set up a free visit with us. 484-600-6512. It's 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Now heading back to Hank and Emily. Altogether, their net IPA on their current path is about $129,000 from age 67 through 93. Their total retirement tax bill looks to be about $806,000, give or take. Now, you might be saying, hey, that's not too bad, $129,000 from age 67 net after tax through age 93. That's the income production ability. That doesn't sound too bad, but what's the problem here? I mentioned it before I actually started giving you numbers. There is no stress testing whatsoever. There is no assuming periods of duress and poor performance. It simply assumes a 7% rate of return while they're working every single year, and a 5% rate of return when they retire every single year. And while those as averages are not objectionable, sure, of course, we could hit those as averages, potentially. But are you going to hit that every single year, year in and year out? No. Returns are volatile. They fluctuate. So we must stress test that, even if we do average those returns. So let's do this. Instead, let's rewind back to the beginning of the century and use the actual raw returns of the S&P 500. How about that? And then let's see what the net production ability is of their current path. It drops from about $129,000 a year to only $93,000 a year when stress tested. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an annual pay cut of about $36,000 in retirement, or about $3,000 a month. I mean, how's that for a retirement boon? Unfortunately, Most people do not put their projections through any kind of stress testing. What if taxes increased even more? Well, every source of income they have is vulnerable to tax increases, so it could go down even more. The tax increases we've assumed here are very modest. What if we had different rates of return? What if we had a different sequence of those returns? Could it be better or worse? Yes, it could be. We're just using the actual returns since the turn of the century in this stress test. Your Compass Report will demonstrate to you the dangers, opportunities, and strengths of your current situation. And I hope you see how important that is. We're going to get to a solution. But I hope you see just how vital it is to use proper assumptions to stress test the heck out of your plan so that you can plan more realistically. What we'd invite you to do is to call in and set up a free visit with us at the firm at Whispering Brook Financial. Get your Compass Report done, and we do it complimentary for you if you're one of the first seven today to set up that visit with us, so that you can see what might be possible along with the dangerous opportunities and strengths that you currently have. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. You can also visit us at wealthmapradio.com. Okay, so now we have a current path outlook for Hank and Emily. And what we are finding is that their net income production ability, or their net spendable income, might be, after stress testing, after assuming some tax increases here and there, about $93,000 a year from age 67 through 93. That's our baseline. They have about $555,000 in total projected taxes due throughout their retirement of that time span. Now, going to work behind the scenes, let's find out what their Compass Report says might be possible for them for better efficiency, capitalizing on strengths that they may not know they have, reducing tax risk, reducing inflation risk, increasing the net spendable income, while at the same time mitigating risk. That's going to be a key point here. And also how to insulate them from all but inevitable tax increases that are coming down the pike. And to even go back to OB3A, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, yes, it did make the Trump tax brackets permanent. Remember, things are only permanent until they're not. But even if they did remain permanent, what we believe, and many other tax experts believe, and economists, is that while tax brackets may not shift, they don't even have to, Congress is very creative in creating additional taxes, different kinds of taxes that could hit you. Social Security taxation is one of them. IRMA surcharges on your Medicare premiums is another. And adding that 3.8% tax to capital gains, the Obama tax, is yet another. So even if tax brackets don't change, there are certainly more ways than one, which Congress has demonstrated many times over the decades, to create additional taxes. So while we're modeling in, because we believe it is unethical not to, while we are modeling in modest tax increases, understand that we're telling you whether or not tax brackets change, whether or not those actually remain permanent or not, there are so many different ways that additional taxes can be extracted from you. In fact, very recent example, if you are more than 50 years old and make $145,000 a year or more, you can no longer contribute your catch-up contributions in your qualified plan at work to the pre-tax side. You must contribute them to the Roth side. Must. Now, I personally, that may turn out better for you in the end for all the reasons that we often talk about, because Roth contributions grow tax-free. They don't create collateral damage on Social Security or IRMA surcharges on Medicare. But this just happened extremely recently. The IRS finalized rules that said, if you make $145,000 a year, and if you are making catch-up contributions, so you're over 50, in your qualified plan, that must go to the Roth side of the 401k. meaning you will now be taxed up front on those contributions instead of delaying taxes. And again, while I think that may work out better for many people in the long run, they have taken that choice away because they want taxes now. They're forcing you to be in, have more taxes to pay now in your highest income earning years potentially. See that? That's what I mean by them being very creative about how they can extract additional taxation from you without even changing tax brackets. So a big part of the Compass report is insulating you against future tax increases, insulating you against collateral tax damage that can happen from other areas coming out of left field that you may never have considered before. WealthMapRadio.com. You can read about the Compass report, get a little bit more insight about the team at Whispering Brook Financial, or just give us a ring and set up a complimentary visit. 484-600-6512. And now I promise we're getting here to the solution. Part two of the Compass report for Hank and Emily to see in their situation what might be much better. Our baseline is a net income of about $93,000 net after tax from all sources that they have from age 67 through 93. So behind the scenes, we have some pretty fancy software that helps us in this, plus decades of wisdom and experience helping hundreds of people retire. So you've probably only retired once or not even quite yet once. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times. We know what tends to work, and we know what tends to fall short. In their case, what was needed were Roth conversions over the next 4 years, taking advantage of the extension of the Trump cuts, taking advantage where possible, the senior bonus deduction, and where we find the most bang for the buck in their situation specifically is converting that $1.2 million IRA. Remember that? We need to convert $160,000, give or take, per year for the next 4 years. Now, why give or take? Because depending on the tax situation of every year, that will determine how much we actually convert, but roughly in that neighborhood. As we convert, our taxes due. Yes, you owe those taxes now or later. So managing the tax bracket situation, $160,000 a year, where should they take the taxes from? Can you take the taxes directly from the IRA as you convert and have the IRA pay its own tax? Yes, of course you can. In their case, though, they have a taxable brokerage account where taxes will be paid from. In their case, that ended up being better. That gives us $160,000 a year being converted over the next 4 years to a new Roth IRA. Secondly, how do we mitigate the sequence of return risk? How do we help the situation for part of the portfolio in mitigating losses and locking in gains as they come? The answer is we use something, in their case, inside their Roth called a trigger method. This is a neat way to potentially manage assets where every time the market is positive, if it's positive even by 0.01%, the account is credited 9%. So if the market is positive 1%, you get 9%. If the market's positive 5%, you still get 9%. If the market is positive 11%, you get 9%. This is the type of allocation that is going to be used inside the Roth account. We're not converting the entire traditional IRA by design, and we're going to let that one go in a well-allocated allocation model. Within the taxable brokerage account, we're going to make a change to how that one is managed as well. Right now, there are certain vehicles that have guaranteed rates of up to 6% on a tax-deferred basis. Remember, that brokerage account is taxable every single year. So what we're going to do is create the situation where we get a guaranteed 6% for the next 5 years. 5 years. And then after that, we're going to assume it only makes 4% on a straight line guaranteed basis. We're using something called a multi-year guaranteed annuity in this case, which is like a CD, except it's at a life insurance company instead of a bank. The distinct advantage of it versus a CD is that, number one, the rates are higher, and number two, the gains that are earned, or the interest that is earned, is tax-deferred instead of currently taxable as ordinary income, causing less collateral damage to you and creating more control over your future tax situation. As you're going to see, all their income streams eventually will have zero tax implications. So stay with me. We're going to get there. They are happy with the brokerage account. We assumed 7 and 5, 7% while working, 5% during their working years. In the current path projections, now we're assuming 6 and 4. So we're getting even more conservative as we go in the rates of return. I told you that mitigating risk was going to be a big part of their part two of the Compass Report, where you see answers and possibilities for you in more holistic, better applied strategies. All right, so we're doing Roth conversions over the next 4 years, converting the brokerage account into a MIGA, using a trigger method in the allocation models. And so we've done several things: mitigated risk, mitigated inflation risk, and we are definitely killing the tax risk in this plan. Yes, this is simplified. There are moving parts to it, but over the air, we have to keep it a little simple to be able to follow. What are the results, though? Here they are. Account by account. We've created that new Roth IRA with that trigger account, all right, that trigger allocation. How much income on a tax-free basis would that spit out to us, starting at age 67 through 93? Answer, about $56,200. Well, that's pretty nice base of tax-free income. Okay. What about the 401k itself, or the IRA, excuse me, the IRA? Well, we did not convert all of it by design. We only converted $160,000 a year. We left the bulk of the $1.2 million there. And that can spit out, starting at age 67, the remainder pre-tax balance, about $13,900 per year. Okay. But now that amount is tax-free. Why is it tax-free? We have the standard deduction to work with. And right now, that's about $33,000 a year, give or take, for those who are age 65 and older. And if you otherwise qualify, you also get the senior bonus deduction, at least temporarily, of another $12,000 a year of deductions. What that means, if we just ignore the bonus deduction for a moment and focus on the standard deduction of $33,000, give or take, that means that the first $33,000 of normally taxable income is not taxable because that standard deduction wipes it away. So this $13,900 of income coming from the remaining amount in the IRA is well below the standard deduction limit and therefore comes out to Hank and Emily completely tax-free. So how can you turn parts of your traditional IRA or pre-tax 401k into tax-free streams of income? Convert enough such that your distributions from them stay under the standard deduction. That's number two, tax-free stream of income. We had that brokerage account that became a MIGA. I told you the MIGAs are tax-deferred instead of currently taxable, like CDs or like a brokerage account can be. Well, because we now have a base of income coming from the Roth accounts that doesn't require the standard deduction at all to be tax-free, we get another amount of income from this MIGA, which is another $13,000, give or take, $13,057 a year, but it's not taxable when it comes out. It is tax-free, like the IRA, because here again, we are well under the standard deduction. With the 13.9 and the 13 here, we're only at about $27,000 of normally taxable income well under the standard deduction threshold. Finally, the Social Security. So that's our third stream of tax-free income. You'll recall that for Hank and Emily in the current path, as things sit right now, up to 85% of their Social Security income was taxable. That's very insulting. It's salt in the wound. Well, now, because of proper planning, all their Social Security income, all 46,000 of it, is completely tax-free. That becomes our fourth stream of tax-free income. Because of the wise use of risk mitigation strategies, wise tax planning, their total income now, their net IPA, or I could just say their tax-free IPA, income production ability, jumps from about $93,000 to over $129,000 per year, which, by the way, is also assuming lesser rates of return overall. And still we see nearly a 38% jump in net spendable income, which is about $36,000 more in income per year, or $3,000 a month raise. Ladies and gentlemen, I really want you to understand that the assets are the same in either scenario. They're the same. It's the same starting amounts. Different tax planning, different risk strategies, all the stress testing still applied in this revised, more holistic path. And yet the jump is about a 38% increase. And in fact, I didn't go into this. Remember, their tax bill, their total retirement tax bill, looked like somewhere in the neighborhood of $555,000 throughout their retirement. That's a lot of tax. Remember, the IRS is your partner, your joint partner, when you are relying on pre-tax qualified plans. Since they have now legally divorced the IRS through proper planning, with the IRS's blessing, their total tax bill dropped to just under $150,000. In fact, it clocks in at $149,900, which, folks, is a 73% tax reduction. Ladies and gentlemen, these results do not happen on accident. They happen on purpose, with wise, dedicated planning. I can't tell you how excited our clients get when they hear their tax bill throughout retirement can be reduced by 50, 60, 70%, by hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is the power of a Compass report. We invite you to get one of your own to see what might be possible. And we're doing them complimentary if you're one of the first seven today. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. 484-600-6512. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a Compass report is so vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully enjoy life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your Compass report, there's no preset outcome, no hidden agenda. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. If you're serious and not just curious about your retirement, call us to get started on your Compass report. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. The last thing anybody wants in retirement is dodging financial bullets. Yet the threats are real. Policy changes, tax risk, market volatility, rising healthcare costs. We can't guard against every risk, but one thing we've learned, predictability is more important than potential. We help create predictable income streams, shield you from looming tax increases, and build a plan grounded in lasting principles. Because when your retirement is built on tax-free income, you can't not live, life just feels better. You feel better. And studies show that when these principles are in place, people live longer, healthier, and more fully. So let your journey begin with your personalized compass report. Visit wealthmapradio.com or call 484-600-6512 to schedule your complimentary visit. At Whispering Brook Financial, we give you the tools for the most important journey, yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you see the passion that we have at Whispering Brook Financial for the planning process. Now, that example I just went through in the first half of the show, is it right for you? We have no idea. Nonetheless, I hope you could see the principles and concepts and maybe consider how they might apply to you. But we need to visit to see what might be possible, to look at your dangers, opportunities, and strengths. And when you sit down with Steve and his team at Whispering Brook, I know that you're going to feel just the wisdom, the knowledge that comes from the team. Their experience and concern for you will be evident. So I really invite you to see, to experience a compass report and to meet the team and to look at what it means to become part of the family at Whispering Brook Financial. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. And another way you can set up your own visit, learn a little bit more about the Compass Report and all that and the team, is at wealthmapradio.com, just like it sounds, wealthmapradio.com. I think one of the things I really enjoy about the example we just shared with Hank and Emily is it was so multifaceted. I mean, they had tax concerns, they had market risk concerns, inflation concerns. And, you know, one of the best ways to account for inflation or to defend against it is to simply make your distributions tax-free, to create multiple streams of tax-free income. And we showed in that case how it was about a 38% jump in net spendable income, all the while even using lesser rates of return compared to their current path compared to the more holistic path that the Compass Report provided in their situation. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a massive inflation adjustment right there in and of itself. So I would reiterate what we have said commonly on the show, that one of the best ways to mitigate risk, longevity risk, inflation risk, is to do your best with wise and judicious planning to create multiple streams of tax-free income for your retirement outlook. All right, so let's look at a tax scorecard example in that same vein, because one thing we get questions on all the time is it right for me to convert, and convert to what? Should I convert to a Roth IRA? Should I convert to an LIRP or life insurance retirement plan? If I'm more focused on legacy and a conservative bond alternative that creates tax-free income as well? Well, the answer, of course, is that it depends, and your situation will dictate that. But if we look at a tax scorecard example, this is a neat little report that is part of a Compass report designed to show you the current path on from a tax perspective if you stayed the way you were now with a qualified account of some kind, 401k or a TSP or an IRA, right? A 403b, 457, something like that, versus doing a conversion strategy. And the neat thing about the tax scorecard, it's just like golf, right? A golf scorecard, the lower the score, the better. And so the lower the taxes, the better throughout retirement. It's unique in that it quantifies what your retirement tax bill might be over your entire retirement experience. Now, that isn't something that a lot of people or advisors are doing because it's a scary number. Whenever you look at the other side of the pre-tax equation, as we say, it gets a little bit scary because all anyone ever really focuses on is the one half of the pre-tax equation. Look how much taxes you save by investing pre-tax or depositing money pre-tax. And it's really a misnomer because you're not saving any in taxes. You're not saving anything in taxes. You're deferring taxes. You're procrastinating taxes, which is why many advisors and tax planners start to call 401ks, IRAs, and all their siblings tax procrastination vehicles to more appropriately define what is happening. And in your life, When you procrastinate something, a bad situation, a health concern, debt, which is all deferred taxes inside of an IRA or 401k, it's a debt that's owed. When you procrastinate those kinds of things, what typically happens? It gets worse. In the case of deferring or procrastinating taxes, how does it get worse? Because there's this myth out there, we're going to talk about this, that has been relied upon for many decades that says you'll be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. It was a good theory back in 1978, 1979, when the 401k first came into being. But the problem was those who promulgated that, who really started to rely on that, forgot some very, I think, key things. Number one, it's not your tax bracket. That doesn't matter. It's your effective tax rate. And will you be in a lower effective tax rate when you retire or get near retirement? You know, we have more than four decades of experience since that sacred financial doctrine, as it once was, began to be widely dispersed. Do you think we have some studies? Do you think we have data as to show whether or not people are in a lower tax situation overall when they retire? Yes, we do. What do the majority of them show? It's not true. Why not? Well, okay, we've deferred taxes for decades, procrastinating them. When you take money out of them, are you taxed then? Yes. Are you taxed at a lower tax bracket? Maybe, maybe not. Is your effective tax bracket lower? Usually not, because the three biggest tax deductions we have when we are working, namely mortgage write-offs, kids, right? Kids are a deduction and a credit, and pre-tax contributions to these types of plans, those go away for most people when they retire or get near retirement. So our biggest deductions are gone. Secondly, do taxes go down or up over time as a trend? Now, I'm going to talk comprehensively about taxes because as soon as I said that, I bet in your mind you're thinking tax brackets only. But in the first half of the show, we had a discussion that Congress is very creative, and so is the IRS, about creating additional taxes irrespective of what they do with tax brackets. They can minimize or disallow deductions. They can add new taxes like Social Security, the Obamacare, capital gains tax of an additional 3.8%, IRMA surcharges on your Medicare premiums, capital gains taxes where there wouldn't otherwise be on long-term gains. The qualified accounts, guys, ladies and gentlemen, IRAs and 401ks, when you start taking money out, not only do you have fewer deductions to work with, and not only do, as a trend, taxes go up over time, not down, you also have all the collateral damage that I just went through and will continue to until it is picked up and truly understood. It's not just about the tax bracket that you're in or even your effective tax rate when you start taking that money out. It is about all the collateral damage that those distributions from IRAs, 401ks, and all their siblings do indeed cause. They cause Social Security to potentially be unnecessarily taxable, up to 85% of it, at your highest marginal rate. They cause Medicare premiums, surcharges on your Medicare premiums called IRMA, I-R-M-A-A, income-related monthly adjustment amount. Often, it's, kind of comically referred to as Aunt Irma. Aunt Irma is your relative who's stinky and smelly and you never want to hear from. When Aunt Irma knocks on your door, your Medicare premiums are going to skyrocket. What causes that to happen? IRAs and 401ks, capital gains, pensions, all those types of income. By far, what is the largest culprit of Irma surcharges and Social Security taxation? The largest culprit, by far, are qualified accounts like IRAs and 401ks. By far. What doesn't cause all that collateral damage? Roth accounts and LIRPs, or LIRPs, life insurance retirement plans. As far as retirement planning tools, that is it. Everything else causes additional collateral damage. So in the tax scorecard, we look at that. How much collateral damage is being caused in other parts of your plan because of qualified accounts? Guys, you have to remember, qualified with whom? Well, the IRS. And not to be a little you know, not to be too cutesy on this, but the IRS, when you put those two words together, the IRS, what do you get? Theirs. Okay, a little tongue-in-cheek, but there are so many strings attached, and it's a tangled ball of yarn. When 401ks, IRAs, or other qualified accounts become the foundation and basis of your retirement outlook and your retirement income, we humbly suggest there is a better way. A full Compass report is designed to show you that better path for you. And of course, no two Compass reports are the same. This is deep planning. It's deeply personal to you. You are not the same as your rich uncle. You are not the same as your parents. And you are not the same as your kids or your neighbor two doors down. So don't worry about what they're doing. Worry about what is right for you. And we do that Compass report complimentary when you're one of the first seven today to set up a free visit with us at Whispering Brook Financial. So if I can, here's the phone number again. It's 484-600-6512. Or you can visit us at wealthmapradio.com, 484-600-6512. Now, let's get into the tax scorecard example here. What I'm going to do is use some inputs that are fairly common to what we see every week at the firm. And whether or not this is your situation or not, doesn't matter. Just pay attention to the principles and the concepts. So let's look at someone who might be 64 years old, have $500,000 in an IRA, 401k, etc. Whatever your balances are, you can extrapolate up or down from here. 64, the RMDs are coming out at 73. And let's go through age 95. Let's assume there's some longevity. Let's also assume a 7% rate of return. That happens to be about the raw returns of the S&P 500, by the way, since the turn of the century. About 7 1/3% a year is the average. So let's just assume 7. And at age 70, the Social Security will be $58,000 a year. We'll, you know, do a COLA, a cost of living adjustment, of about 1.5% per year. And we're going to take that and say, okay, let's let this grow. Let's just take the RMDs and let's reinvest the RMDs and look at what the tax scorecard for that scenario might be if that were our outlook. Now, you may not take just the RMDs. You may take more than that. That's fine. Just get the concept here. So if that's our picture, we find RMD taxes, taxes on the RMDs alone throughout their retirement, the retirement of $345,000 and change. If we're reinvesting those RMDs, where can they be reinvested? Not into a Roth IRA to grow tax-free, because you need wages to do that. So we can reinvest them into a brokerage account. We can reinvest them in CDs, money market accounts, things that create taxation on an ongoing basis. That gives us another $279,000 of taxes. What about inheritance taxes when, at age 95, in this case, you were to graduate from Earth and pass on this IRA? What tax liability would your heirs have? Roughly $208,000. And of course, I know by now you're probably saying, gee whiz, this is a $500,000 IRA. And already, over my lifetime, I mean, there's growth in everything, that's true. But $345,000 in RMD taxes, $279,000 in reinvestment taxes, the heirs pay $200 to $210. But we're not done. The IRS gets at least one more bite at the apple on Social Security taxation. That totals $264,000, rounding down, of additional taxes caused by the qualified plan, this IRA or 401k that we're considering, additional tax of $264,000 that is not otherwise present. The culprit of the taxation on Social Security is the qualified account. Altogether, that leads us to just under $1.1 million in total retirement taxes from age 64 in this example through age 95 on a $500,000 IRA or other qualified account. My goodness. So you're starting to see what the other side of that pre-tax equation might look like. and seeing that retirement tax bill throughout your retirement all quantified is a scary number. Now, a tax scorecard analysis doesn't just show you, hey, here's what it might look like, sorry, see ya. We also show you what a potential solution could be, a different path, and compare them. But before we get to that, what am I missing here as far as collateral tax damage? Well, we're missing IRMA surcharges on Medicare premiums. We're not even going to get into that, but is it possible that everything we just went through could also cause additional tax damage on your IRMA or on your Medicare premiums, something called IRMA surcharges? Absolutely. So it could be even worse than what I just shared. But one thing that I absolutely will go do and change, we were assuming a 20% effective rate the entire retirement. That's laughable. It is unethical to not presume, to not model in at least modest tax increases in retirement income planning. So let's do that. At year seven, let's assume they go from 20% to 25% as an effective rate. And that is simply assuming taxes normalize to historic averages. That's it. It's not assuming they're higher than they are in the past. It is normalizing the taxes to their long-term historical averages. If that were the case, we're not at $1.1 million in taxes. We're at $1.34 million in total taxes throughout retirement. Again, this is the other side of the pre-tax equation that people don't show you. They don't talk about it a lot. There's a lot to it. The tax scorecard is part of your Compass report. And before we get to a potential solution here, and there is one, I want to invite you to get your tax scorecard done. Get your Compass report done. The phone number is 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. The first seven today to set up that visit. It's complimentary. We do your Compass report for you. It's our opportunity to impress you, to show you what might be possible for you. 484-600-6512. Okay, so what's a potential solution? Instead of letting the IRA, in this case, just go and just taking the RMDs and living on them or reinvesting them, instead of doing that, in other words, continuing to procrastinate the problem, let's go to work and compare this to a five-year conversion strategy. And during that five-year conversion strategy, let's add some additional tax, call it tax drift. To be fair, we're going to add 3 percentage points on the taxes. All right. So we're assuming 20 for the first 6 years, 25% as an effective rate after that. But during the five-year conversion period, we're going to add 3 percentage points to be fair that when you convert, you might have some tax drift. Fine, let's quantify it. If we have converted this $500,000 IRA over a five-year period to a Roth IRA or an LARP, either one, do they have RMDs? No, they do not. Even if they did, distributions from Roths and LARPs are indeed tax-free, so it wouldn't matter. But suffice it to say, the $345,000 in RMD taxes now goes to zero. Do we have to reinvest the RMDs into tax-hostile accounts, like brokerage accounts and CDs and money market accounts? No, we don't, because there are no RMDs to reinvest, so the money gets to stay in its happy tax-free environment. Therefore, zero reinvested or reinvestment taxes. Previously, that was $279,000. Inheritance taxes. When your heirs inherit your Roth or your LARP, do they pay income taxes? No, they do not. Therefore, that goes all the way to zero as well, compared to about $260,000 in the leaving it as it is scenario. Now, what were the Social Security taxes? Well, in this scenario, assuming taxes went up to 25% as an effective rate at year seven, if we leave the IRA as it is, we actually have $330,000 of Social Security taxation. That's really frustrating. It's really ugly. It's salt in the wound. It's not necessary. Now, after a 5-year conversion period, that drops to about $11,700 instead. So while we were not able to eliminate all $330,000 of taxes on the Social Security, well, we were able to eliminate about $319,000 of it. I'll still take it. Significant savings in taxes over your potential retirement. Now, what do we do? What do we have? When we're doing conversions, we have taxes on the conversions, don't we? We owe the tax now or later. Do not buy into the fallacy that when you convert to a Roth, you're somehow behind. You are not. The net balance of the pre-tax IRA, the net balance, net after-tax balance, is the same after you're done converting. It is a neutral move. And that does assume that the taxes were managed wisely during the conversion period. The difference is you are divorcing the IRS, paying them what they're owed now, quicker, and avoiding all the collateral damage down the road. And you have a tax-free bill of health from this time forward. All right, so what are the conversion taxes over the 5-year period? About $131,000. Altogether, between the minuscule Social Security taxes, the conversion taxes as well, we get to about $143,000 of taxes throughout retirement compared to what? Compared to $1.34 million in taxes if we left things the way they were. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is nearly $1.2 million in total tax savings. That's an 89% reduction in taxes throughout retirement in this case. Let me ask you something. What if it were only half as good? What if instead of $1.2 million in tax savings, it were only $600,000? Yeah, only $600,000 in savings. What if that were the case? Is that still something to get excited about, jump up and down about, brag to your neighbor? Well, you're not going to brag because you're a nice person, but you get where I'm going here. The tax scorecard is extremely powerful in looking at the total tax liability that you might face in retirement and what you might be able to do about it. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. I'd love for you to go there, visit the site, read more about the Compass Report, the team at Whispering Brook Financial. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. When you're one of the first 7 today, we will do your Compass Report, the full-fledged thing, nothing watered down, for you without obligation. Why not 20 or 30? Well, because they actually do take us 4 to 5, sometimes 6 hours to do. As I'm fond of telling you and reminding you that no two Compass Reports are the same. That's 100% accurate. There's nothing cookie-cutter about it. There is a very deep, personalized process that happens because, ladies and gentlemen, you deserve it. Anything that might be a cookie-cutter type of retirement plan is just not going to have the resiliency, the veracity to serve you in the best possible way. Now, on that note, there is a difference between someone who is curious or serious. And we want to visit with everyone who is serious. And if you're at a stage where you're still kind of curious, you're enjoying the show, you're taking notes, but not fully ready to sit down with us and get a real plan in place, talk serious brass tacks, that's totally okay. We invite you to wait until you are serious. For those of you who are, where you're ready to sit down and put real numbers to paper, if you're dedicated to letting the math dictate what is best for you, and not nice-sounding sound bites and platitudes of, you know, you heard this radio guru say that, or you heard this commercial say this, so that's good or bad. if you're ready to take a transparent look at what is right for you and let the math guide, we invite you to get your compass report created, done, and executed. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Now, something I didn't talk about today and that I want to ensure we keep in the forefront of your mind, we've been sounding a warning bell on this for quite some time and will continue to do so. That's the topic of long-term care. The silver tsunami, as it is called, is happening before our eyes, where baby boomers en masse are needing long-term care. It is happening right now. The long-term care industry is exploding. It's long been predicted. And the amount of care that is needed has been severely underestimated. So let me give you a little bit of a warning here. And this, of course, is part of your Compass report. It's part of the stress testing that we do on your current plan. If you are 65 years old, what is the chance that you will need long-term care of some kind? 70%. If you are married and 65 right now, what is the chance that the marital unit will need long-term care? That one of you will need long-term care? 91%. So no one can really truly with any kind of wise stewardship over their financial picture fail to consider and plan for this. Now, maybe you feel, well, I have 10 million, 20 million. I'm fine. That might be true. But when you see some of the advancements that have happened amongst the long-term care industry, there is no reason in the world to not consider what are called hybrid or asset-based long-term care plans, because they put you in a better position if you do have a claim, I mean, obviously, but they also put you in a better position even if you don't have a claim. And even those with 20 and 30 plus million do long-term care planning, even if they can afford it without it, because of the distinct advantage that the advancements in this space have provided in the past, you know, 5-6 years. They've really become very advanced. So on that note, I just wanted to keep sounding that warning bell. I do want to, they're going to yell at me, I got to get out of here. But guys, ladies and gentlemen, come in, visit with us, get your Compass report done. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or wealthmapradio.com. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Wealth Map Radio is an independent production of West Springbrook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and example share may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or implied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Steve Eckroth nor West Springbrook Financial are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting Wealth Map Radio or by calling 484-600-6512.